This is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crow. I'm an intuitive life and business coach and an irreverent priestess with modern soul medicine for the everyday extraordinary woman or man, and I'm here to help you create better life and better work. This show covers topics on thinking and mindset, business and life strategy, and of course, spirituality and energetics as well. You're listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. More is not better, better is better.
This is episode 6. All right, we are live. Welcome, everybody. This is Allison Crow with the Better Life, Better Work show. And today, I have a special guest for you. I invited, let me figure out how to share who Kay Blonde is for me.
That's gonna be good.
I know. Well, there's so much. Like, we could spend a whole hour talking about how we know each other. But today, as of today, Kay is a... Well, I asked her to be my coach this year. And if we move backwards from that, she is a friend and a colleague and has been a client many, many, many times and has been a colleague and a friend the entire time. But we've gotten closer as friends. And then this year... Actually, in the last couple of years, Kay has been my client. And in December, I heard this little whisper that said, call Kay and ask her if she'll coach you. And so Kay is the person who I asked to support me in my life and in my work and in the things that I want to create in my world this year. And so it is also her birthday. And so we both had birthdays this week. Woo-hoo! And so welcome, Kay Blonde.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here. I feel like, I don't know, well, looks like I'm sitting on a throne, but I'm excited. It's so great to have watched you over. I was trying to think. We met in what, 2008?
Seven. Well, I started coaching at the real estate company in 2007.
And okay, so that's when we met.
Right. So, and I remember having the first coaches skills camp in October. And I think we all met in Austin at International before that, like when we were trying to put together the manual and stuff like that. So sometime between, I started in February of 2007.
Yeah, so it was in 2007. So, you know, this is our 10th year. That's so crazy.
Okay, so here's what's weird. When you do the math, it's the 10 years, but when you count on your fingers, we're starting our 12th year. I don't get it. So like when I start, you know, when I do this, the math doesn't make sense.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I don't know.
I know. So which is right? Math, straight math or counting on your fingers? I'm going to rely on counting my fingers. So what I...
For a long time in many different capacities too.
Yes, many different incarnations. So let's welcome a couple people. We have some people coming in the room. Katie is here. Megan is here. Sin is here. Amy Callan is here. Callahan is here. Melinda is here. Casey's here. So Kay and I have had, we have these random conversations. First of all, I remember Kay used to, this is one of the things, I'll tell you not to do it ever again. This is, I learned one of my do not do's with Kay. This was way back when. But Kay was like, I can only coach. She was the client and I was the coach. She's like, I can only do it at 6:30 in the morning. And I was such a people pleaser. I said, yes. Because you're an early morning person. I will not do that anymore. So I think that's kind of funny. But
I don't do that anymore either.
You tend to call me sometimes on Saturday and Sunday mornings before we started working.
Yeah.
Together and we're talking literally a couple times a week. You would call me and we would have these amazing chats. And sometimes we'd be like, oh, I hope that, I wish we had this recorded because other people, because a lot of times when we're talking, we learn. And so, you have been a private client. You've also been a huge participant and leader and doer of Share Your Heart, Show Your Work, which is an online course, and then mastermind group I lead. And it's kind of fun to, Kay is one of the people. So we both started out in the real estate world and I left quite a few years before her. And she calls me up and says, I'm leaving. I'm going out on my own. And of course, she was able to do it. But the first thing she did was sign up for my class and the groups. And she is one of the people that did everything I taught. And so that's a difference maker right there, is that one of the things I love and admire about you is that you do everything. You don't just learn and then do nothing with it. You actually, like, we had a coaching conversation. So our coaching sessions are on Friday mornings and we trade coaching with each other. And this morning, you know, the first thing you said was, I did everything I said I was going to do. And I love that about you. And one of the things that I had some things I wanted to work on this year, I knew. And my spirit told me, call Kay Blond, because you are, to me, you are a genius with money. You're a genius in a lot of things, but I specifically wanted to work with you because you're a genius with money. And you're also, and you've been really wise with it too. And then you're also, like of all the people I know, you are so dedicated and disciplined with your, but not in an annoying way, with your health and exercising. And those are two areas where I felt I had a gap. Plus, I knew that we would be able to run the gamut of having logistical conversations and then all the way to having spiritual woo-woo conversations. And yeah. So two of the things I've asked Kay to help me on are living in thirds, putting money away for taxes because she's good at it and I'm not, and budgeting and those kind of things. And then the other thing is just really getting her encouragement around my walking and moving my body. And so that's one of those are some of the things I'm working on. What do you consider that you're working on with me this year?
Well, I'll tell you, the Share Your Heart, Show Your Work was extremely instrumental for me in a brand new business and somebody who barely knew how to turn on a computer, right? So they say, you know, yes, you can teach an old dog new tricks, because like I'm here. And then being in the group, the 555, with that intimate group, which we then talked you into doing it a second time, because nobody wanted to leave. I like had a mental breakdown in our group. I'm like, oh my God, no, I can't have it come to an end. That was just so instrumental in my life and in my business, being in the presence of those amazing women that were all, and just watching everything that we did over like a 9-month period of time in that group, how we all evolved and our businesses evolved. I'll tell you, the biggest thing for me was about an hour into Camp Starheart when I had a complete meltdown. I mean, like, I was I was just crying through the whole thing, and then I just had to, like, let it go. Camp Starheart, that was huge for me because that's where I began to understand the feminine and the masculine energy. And then, of course, went on to study more of that on my own, which is just completely fascinating to me. And now I teach it and coach tremendous on it. The thing that I'm most attracted towards you, Allison, is your... Because we're both Aquarians, and I don't know if it has anything to do with it or not, so I'm just going to put it out there. But for me, because we're both Aquarians, Aquarians have a tendency to be clairvoyant and have a lot of spiritual energy and a lot of premonitions. And I think, and here's the statement, and I know that I've called you several times over the years to remind you of this statement. You said to me way back in 2008 or whenever, when you were actually my coach through that other company, and one day, and I can even remember where I was standing on the patio, and you said to me, Kay, when you open up your heart, do you remember?
I remember exactly. You just dropped me right onto my front porch in Hickory Run where I used to live. I remember. Keep going.
Because you said, I just got chills too. Goose God bumps. You said, Kay, when you open up your heart and, you know, come from a place of love in your heart, everything will change. I don't remember the exact words. That's the gist of it. I've never forgotten that. So it's always kind of been there. And I thought, and the crazy thing was, is I thought my heart was freaking open. And now understanding the feminine and the masculine energy, I mean, I'm a dominant masculine energy. And so now that I realize that and how that has affected my life and my business and my relationships with clients and children and siblings and lovers and all of that, understanding that now, that statement that you made to me years ago now totally makes sense. Because once I tapped in and recognized and honored the feminine energy and didn't see it as a weak link, my masculine energy actually became more productive and easier going, because there's a lot of times when you're running in that full-blown masculine that everything, there comes a part where it comes a place where you go lateral and everything seems to be so hard. You know, it's just like, well, as they used to say, you know, well, no, I won't swear, but I mean, it just seems like it's just, you're just trying to push a mountain with your hands instead of calling in the big guns. But now that I understand completely that the feminine energy feeds the masculine energy, and I really, you know, that happened because I got a hip replacement.
See, that's what I love. That was one of the things too. Like, I was like, this woman's had a hip replacement and she swims and she exercises. And I just knew that you would support me in that. I remember that open your heart conversation. It's so funny because we're going to let you peek into, before this episode, we actually had one of our coaching calls and we take 30 minutes and it's her turn and 30 minutes, it's my turn. And a lot of times people can't do that. And I don't generally recommend bartering coaches, or I don't consider it bartering. I don't normally recommend that, like buddy coaching. But Kay and I have both been doing this so long. We've both spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in coaching. And I nailed in that that's what I wanted this year and asked her if we could do a buddy coaching situation. But even our conversation this morning, Kay, when I think about it, and so this is Kay. I asked Kay earlier. I was like, what are some of the things you want to talk about? And she's like, we should tell them what we talked about this morning. And I was like, oh, shit. I don't know if I'm ready for everybody to hear that about me.
Well, generalization.
Well, no. And you know, I'm always willing to be transparent and it is perfect. And you said it. They need to hear it, too. And so this morning, and both Kay and I have been in and out of scarcity and in fear the last couple of weeks. Like, we were both trucking along going through January, and then I can't remember who called who first. I think maybe
I had a couple of those get me off the ledges.
Like, you call me, get me off the ledge, and then I call you, get me off the ledge. And it's so funny. Well, there was some earlier this year, and like, Allison, you're in scarcity. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'd flip things around. And so we were talking about not just being in scarcity, but like there's a frustration with, shouldn't we know this by now? We teach this to our people. How come we're not in faith 100% of the time? And then there was this insight that, oh, like spirit doesn't require us to be in faith 100% of the time. All we need is a mustard seed.
Right.
So we realize that when we're making ourselves be 100% faithful, that's actually scarcity, because we're assuming. And my guides in a session this week told me, you don't have to put so much energy and effort into it. It essentially the same way as saying is the mustard seed. But it is, you know, Kay and I have both been doing this. Kay, you're starting your third year out from that company. You've had two very successful years. You did hit 100,000 over six figures the first year out. I don't see a lot of people do that, but part of that is because you do what you say you're going to do. And then I love how we're able to move in to the spiritual realm. So it's that's the other thing. So when you and I were working before, we were both also beginning a new layer of our individual and together spiritual journeys. And so in that conversation, both you and I were required to be, and it was our natural state at that time, or our conditioned natural state, not our divine natural state, but our conditioned natural state to be in performance mode. And we were responsible for productivity and performance, and we were responsible for outcomes. And I feel like we were both learning that the best and strongest and most effective outcomes, yeah, they come with hard work, but that hard work is fueled through the inner spaces. And so this opening the heart. And when you open your heart, Kay, what do you believe about these scarce times?
You know, it's so interesting because when you look at the yin and the yang sign, okay, being a dominant masculine energy, when you look at the black side of the yin and the yang, you'll see that there's a little bit of white. Mm-hmm. And that's the feminine energy. So that's what kept me fueled for 10 years of just running totally in the masculine, which is what bought me an $85,000 hip replacement.
Right.
Because you just can't keep that up. And, you know, here's what I can totally relate to as a business owner, because when I was in that position, I've been, to tell you the truth, I have always been a business owner. Only for a couple of years was I an employee at the KW, I'll just, you know. And after that, I created my own position as a productivity coach. So I've always hustled. I have always done the hustle. And here's what I'll tell you. I never saw scarcity until this year. Is when I really, well, maybe the last year and a half, is when I really began to feel it. Because here's the deal. When you're running totally into masculine energy, you don't feel. You're a driver.
When you're running totally in masculine energy, you don't feel.
You don't feel. Because the masculine energy is a complete taskmaster and driver. It has no time for celebration, no time for that bullshit thinking and feeling. It's on to the next, which, you know, to move into complete authenticity, I love you. And you used to drive me crazy with some of these feeling things because I was like, for God's sakes, this chick feels a lot of stuff. And I just wasn't there because I was over there, you know, driving it. And being in charge of production for an office, you watch a lot of numbers. And you're responsible for people to perform even when that's not what they want to do. You've got to push them and you've got to sell a lot of product to people that may not necessarily be able to afford it. Okay?
All right.
So, you know, as a business owner, being in sales all my life and running in that masculine energy, there just wasn't any time for feeling. So to be honest with you, when did feeling really step in? At my breakdown at Camp Starheart, because it was in that moment, and I could feel it that morning walking to the room that something was going on. And remember, I even said that, you know, I felt maybe that I was taking on other people's energies because the more people in the room talked, the more I was crying, silently crying. And I was even like, oh my God, I'm out of control, which was, it was the masculine and the feminine was saying, hey, dude, you need to step aside because I'm about to step into my own light. And I've let you run this ship for a really long time. So we're going to start to do things my way. And so when you do start to connect with that feminine side and you begin to feel as I did, it is just completely foreign. So a lot of these things that I'm feeling, you know, over the last 18 months and now the scarcity and self-correcting and readjusting and kicking back into abundance thinking, And making sure that I don't huddle over here in the feminine too long, because for me, then it becomes, it might become depression or I become lethargic, okay?
Right.
And as a dominant masculine energy, it's important for me to also, I got to play in that masculine, you know?
Yeah.
So this is kind of new, but now I understand that, you know, all businesses are created in the feminine energy and all businesses are carried out in the masculine energy.
Mm-hmm. Let's say that again. I like that. All businesses are created
in the feminine
energy. And they're carried out in the masculine.
Yeah, because there's that transfer of baton. Okay, because all businesses are birthed in the feminine and the feminine energy isn't the taskmaster.
Right.
It's so then the baton is passed over to the masculine energy.
So for me, if I stay in the masculine energy is when I get in scarcity, when I start getting pushing and I actually block. So for me, I want to add another layer is that, and my feminine must continue to nurture the business.
Right, because that's who you are. If I spend too much time in that feminine, you know, I'll never get off the couch. I'll be there watching Hallmark movies and just be, because I'm just a driver. And now I do understand, though, in order to keep myself healthy mentally and physically, how important now I understand that feminine energy is. And the truth is that knowing how to tap into that, which is why I start my mornings, with the Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. And the reason I do is because when we wake up, we're in the feminine energy.
Okay.
And if you go right into your emails and things like that, you just transferred out of the feminine into the masculine. Okay. And so by staying in the feminine energy, which is prayer, meditation, journaling, visualization, and feeding your mind, body, spirit, and then exercise, when you have that whole piece that starts your day, now you transfer over to the masculine, your day and your task on the masculine runs so much smoother.
Right.
Okay.
I always call it like it's like grease in the machine, right? The car can't run without oil, and the feminine energy is the lube.
Right. Well, and so for so many years, I just started my day with coffee and masculine energy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I had a reputation to keep up, and that was one of a hard ass. I mean, people around the office used to call me that. I don't think they knew that I knew, but I knew. And here's the funny thing. I was so damn proud of that reputation because I equated that to hard ass meant get shit done.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So it's crazy because I was just going to say, now I understand why there was so many hard times versus easier times.
So,
okay, getting back to scarcity.
Hold on real quick. Hold on. I want to go back to scarcity, but Katie had a good question. And before we get too far from the Miracle Morning, will you explain what Miracle Morning is for you?
Yes. So, Katie, there's a book called Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. And you do the savers every morning. So, S is silence. A is affirmation. B is visualization, E is exercise, R is reading, and S is scribing, journaling. So I do that. I'm not necessarily in that order, I can tell you that, because exercise is always last.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so like my mornings consist of, I usually don't have calls before 10 a.m., I come in, I'm also wrestling and wrangling dogs in their morning routine, but I light my candles, I start writing in my journal, I turn on some meditation music. I'm not gonna lie, I might, have Facebook on, but I'm in a very slow and peaceful place and I make sure there's ceremony and it's what, we used to call quiet time. It's my quiet time. And I don't start solving any problems before 10 o'clock.
It's so funny because I used to start my day with email and solving problems at 4:30. And now I don't take any appointments before 9:30.
Yeah.
And I only have a couple of days that I do that. I find that, again, it's so important. The business is easier and much more enjoyable with the feminine energy feeding it than it was with no celebrations, no feminine energy, and just running strictly in masculine, which I'm very proud of myself that I did it for 10 years.
I can't believe I did it that long,
you know? So anyway, scarcity, like I said, I just didn't feel scarcity because I just wasn't feeling.
Okay. So let me take a breath real quick. Let's both just do that. Like, right, we're going into masculine. So for me, just slowing back down and centering is part of just centering, right? My business plan is get in alignment. And then I want to speak about a couple of other things energy wise before we go back to scarcity.
Yep.
I also want my angels to go in there and calm that dog down before I lose it.
On your next podcast, put the dog in the car.
Okay. It's just funny. Life is good. The universe does support us and gives us everything we need, including the little irritations. Okay. So the masculine and the feminine, you do have. So those of you who have studied any kind of personality profile, you are a high D person. And I get tickled that you enjoy being with me and talking with me and communicating with me, and because my D has dropped way down and I've become more IS. I used to not test any S. I was IDC. And I'm definitely full on I now. And so I love that you can, like you said, oh, sometimes your feeliness drove me nuts and my extra words and stuff drove me nuts. And it's interesting because I am very different now than I used to be, right? Used to be very similar. I was a hard ass with a heart of gold.
I think that's where we connected. Our hard ass is connected first.
Right. And that's the other thing. There's some ego in that, right? Some ego in that. And the world rewards, the tribal culture of society rewards, and masculine is not bad, but it rewards the masculine. It's not rewarding the balance. And for me, feminine isn't so much about the celebrations, but feminine is noticing what I'm feeling. It's being present in my body. It's giving myself permission to write, to create, dancing, which is difficult for me. But this morning in my kitchen, I did a few hip circles just to kind of move some of that energy in a soft and flowy way. For me, the feminine is spending time in water. It's daydreaming. It's connecting. It's nurturing. So that's the other thing. I mean, we could do an entire series every single week on masculine, feminine energy. But it's been so fun to watch you take that content from Camp Starheart and then turn around and go out and teach it and build, just add on to your practice with it. So then we come back to the real life of creating clients, creating business. Y'all know that. So Kay's so fun. She's always like the Mervyn's girl, open, 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 open. She's always the first person to sign up for anything I do. She's the first person to pay for Camp Starheart. She's the first person to say, when is the Camp Starheart registration coming? And so Camp Starheart is in April. It's at the end of April. But my masculine brain gets around it in November. And I start negotiating the contracts and I start counting the cost, right? Even before I'm in the juice and the joy of the creation. And so it's interesting to balance. It's interesting. How do you present to the world? Well, and especially someone like me who doesn't have a filter because I share it all, right? So it's like I realize that there's some ways I'm probably showing up needy because, frankly, it's an expensive event to put on. It's the most expensive event, and it's much easier and much more profitable for me to do every other things. But it takes a lot of masculine energy behind the curtain. It takes a lot of masculine energy in my. You made me. She was so good, you guys. Kay was the one who made me. Because she's my coach. She said, we're not talking unless you have done your Camp Start Heart budget to the penny, to the penny. No, you know, like, so I had to put taxes in there. I had to put hotel, you know, they give you a price, but then they put 24% service charge and an extra 15% XYZ fee. So I had to do all that stuff. And after I did it, I was like, oh shit, why am I doing Camp Start Heart? This is stupid. And then you remind me, right? Like, okay, let's not talk about the budget for a minute. Let's talk about what Camp Start, let's talk about what goes on in the room. And you reconnected me to where Camp Start Heart was born, because Camp Start Heart wasn't born in the finances. It was born in the feminine. It was born in the nurturing. It was born in these other places. And so this is one of the biggest challenges, I think, for both of us. And this is a theme of a lot of the conversations, is when we're in the creative mode and when we're in the connecting with our client mode, we do thrive and we shine and we do well and our clients get great results and they feel yummy. But then every once in a while, we come back to the books, and you and I tell each other this all the time. It was like, I remember telling you, I said, Kay, how old are you? And you told me how old you were. And I said, in all those years, has the universe ever not paid your mortgage? Have you ever not had the money to pay your bills? And you're like, no, I've been just fine. I was like, see, we have a track record. And why is it that we don't trust the track record of always being able to create the income that, and you and I are both self-sustaining, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
You live by yourself with your dogs and you don't have a partner or a husband or anybody else bringing in. I do have a partner and a husband bringing in. He's on a retired teacher thing that pretty much covers his ass. So I can say, and we have his, hers, and our money. So I consider myself 98% self-sustaining, and it is different. We don't, if you or I don't create our clients or we don't fill the program, it comes out of our pocket, like a lot of people out there. Like, we have to make it work.
Fill our pocket. If we don't, it doesn't fill our pocket. It doesn't, nothing to come out of that pocket.
That was one of the other things Kay really pushed me with Camp Start Heart. She said, let me hide that comment, that question. Kay said with Camp Start Heart, she said, now that's the other thing in this budget here. I want you to put in and pay yourself your day rate. Which requires me to need more people in the room. And I don't like that place. And it does, it triggers. So that's what I realized. It triggers. And it's a little embarrassing to talk about this in the middle of enrolling it, because I don't want y'all to see that I'm needy and that I'm creepy and that I feel scarcity around it. But it is. It is. And that's the other thing. You know, I see a lot of people do events or retreats or these things, and you guys, it ain't easy. And it's also worth it, but it does. Right. It triggers the absolute hella out of the scarcity. And you and I, both of us have had we've been soothing scarcity back and forth to each other. So what are your best ways to soothe scarcity, to get back, to nurture back into the abundant mindset?
Great, great question. Easily answered. Call Allison.
I can do it for you, but I can't do it for me.
So, you know, they say, like, when you're in scarcity, to honor that emotion. Hmm. And as you and I were talking this morning, we wouldn't know the feeling of abundance if we hadn't known the feeling of scarcity.
Okay.
And so scarcity shows up to remind us, and this is my opinion, for me, scarcity shows up to remind me of abundance. And abundance can come financially, in love, relationship, whatever it is that you're viewing scarcity around, okay? So first, we have to sit with it. We have to honor it, and to move yourself out of any emotion is to acknowledge what the other emotion would be. So as we've talked about, is to start to focus on, what am I in abundance of, and am I just making up that scarcity chatter, which is bullshit chatter? You know, really listen to, you know, what are you saying, Kay? It's so interesting, because you and I were talking about this. And I read Jesus's Calling every morning, and it seems, and I know that it's just written for me. I know that book is published, and but there's times that I'm like, I bet you everybody else's pages in their Jesus Calling is different. Because I know this is just for me. And it's so interesting because, you know, having that faith, and for me, it's God, and he, and one of the callings said, okay, you know, it was in there, he always provides. And I do journaling to my intuition. And so one morning, I didn't even have to call intuition in. As soon as I opened up that journal, intuition showed up and I started writing. And the first line was, hey, are you freaking kidding me? No, I have always provided for you. Look around. And it's so crazy because even at 11:30 the other night, a past client sent me a message that said, I just want you to know that, you know, you've made a difference in my life and my business. And I know at the time that I couldn't pay you. And I just want you to know things are really great now, and I'm going to be sending you money.
Oh.
And so, you know, because I do have a lot of trust in the human race, and there was never any ill feelings or anything around that. I did what I came to do and knew what I was doing with my eyes wide open. But that was just a sign from God that said, really? Okay, now here I showed you again, you know, you think this. And so the thing about it is moving, how do we move from scarcity to abundance? We have to start looking for the abundance.
Yeah, find the evidence.
Yes, we look for the abundance and we acknowledge and love on that because, and I'm very conscious of this and so are you, is what we think about, we bring about.
Right.
This is what we were talking about this morning, right? So if I'm in scarcity, and we were talking, I said, you know, I coach a lot of real estate agents. And so what is the main topic right now? And that there's a shortage of listings. Okay, so there's a scarcity of listings.
Right, they're selling with scarcity. It happens in the coaching and in the online world too, and it drives me nuts. It's like, if you don't do this, you're pain.
Right.
And that creates more pain.
We know what we think about. You know, first we had the thought, then we lay the feeling to it. The feeling's what creates the vibration. The vibration is what goes out like a magnet and brings it back. So it's like a boomerang. So if you're thinking scarcity, you feel scarcity in your body, you send that energy out. Hello, what are you going to get back? Scarcity. So why are we so surprised, right? Not only are we going to get back scarcity, but if we have that mindset, and our energy is radiating out, that's what our clients are going to connect to. And so, hello, what are we going to get there? I'm going to have a whole coaching call on scarcity because that's how they're going to show up.
Right.
I mean, it's so interesting to realize that everything is connected to our thoughts. And you and I know this, Allison, at a high level, right?
Right.
And yet, as human beings, we go there, and I think it's, you know, when you and I do visit little compartments of our emotions, look at the growth that comes out of it. If we hadn't had that conversation or the coaching sessions on scarcity, we wouldn't have been able to share this in abundance with this audience and to whomever else would listen afterwards. Because we all feel scarcity.
What I love, like this morning, how we've changed from before, I think the old way of meeting when we would meet us, like we, you know, when we were taught about abundance and scarcity, it was, you better turn that to an abundant thought right now. It was almost like you got your ass whipped for thinking scarcity. And what I love, so this was my experience this morning, and it last night I got in bed and I've had, this week I had two really deep pockets of grief that came up about people that I loved in my life that left me. So my ex-husband, a couple of girlfriends, and just there's something going on energetically this week, and spirit is literally vacuuming out some leftover residue. And I ended up with heartburn last night, like 11 o'clock, and I was trying to go to bed and I was listening to this angel meditation, and then all of a sudden I get heartburn. So here I am listening to this angel meditation, calling in these angels, and I'm like, screw you! My heart hurts! My chest hurts! I can't sleep! I can't lay, you know, because when you have heartburn, you can't lay down. So I got my pillows propped up. It's hurting me. So then I'm frustrated and pissed off. I finally fall asleep. And I haven't had an ex-husband dream in a couple of years. And I had a really intense ex-husband, ex-besties. There were three people in this dream that just really showed up. And I was really sad last night in my dreams. So just really hit that grief. And I soothed it myself. You know, I soothed it myself. I did some breathing. This morning I woke up and listened to a recorded message that I have from my own guides being channeled. That was very soothing. And I spent some time laying in bed this morning very early when the dogs woke me up, thinking in gratitude. And I had a little bit of that residue this morning. And I also had a little bit of residue for the show because my husband, who normally takes the dogs while I'm on the show, is not here. And so that's why the dogs are in the crates and they're barking, et cetera. And it just is. But it, you know, there's a little bit of friction and tension. And what I love that you let me do this morning is you gave me a safe place, not to bitch or moan or complain, but to release, this is what I'm feeling. So it's the Thich Nhat Hanh, their sadness, I see you, their irritation, their scarcity, I see you, I will not leave you. And then when I was ready, and you didn't push me into it, and then when I was ready, I remember walking outside this morning and just putting my face in the sun and going, okay, thank you for letting me just release that. So it's not stored in my body. That's, to me, that's like you said, you know, this old way of living left in your hip, right? And that's when I would depress it down. And so instead of feeling guilty, you know, and then the old coach in me is like, oh, don't whine, Decay. Use this time well. And I was like, no, let me just dump, do a mind dump. And that is even too hard. Let me just lovingly take these feelings out and lay them on the table and then take a breath and then we can remove. And we started talking about abundance and all the ways that spirit supports me. And so for me, it's, I know you say God, my version of God is the universe and all the ways. And it's funny because look, my little book is right here. My book that was written just for me is The Law of Divine Compensation on Work, Money, and Miracles by Marianne Williamson. And one of the things in there she says is that we are programmed for prosperity. We are programmed to have enough energy, enough time, enough love, not just money, but all the other ways abundance shows up. And I think it's so funny. This week too, one of the ways that abundance shows up is my angels and guides came through another person and said, you've forgotten about us. We're sitting on the curb waiting for you to ask. And then we're like, we're here. Would you please ask? Would you please ask? And so I'm laughing. I'm like, oh, but of course. And of course I had that conversation with a couple of my clients, reminding them to ask their guides and ask their angels and ask their God for help, that is available to us. And then to test my guides, like in a snarky way, it's like, oh yeah, are you really here? Are you really as immediate? I had woken up two mornings ago, Wednesday morning, and I had had this image of a pink rose quartz heart. And I have a little itty bitty one, but I wanted this palm size one. And I had seen one at the rock shop here. And you and I know that I have made a commitment not to just go willy nilly buying stuff for myself. That's one of the things I do. It's like, oh, I want this rock. I'll spend whatever and buy the rock. So I was like, all right, guides, I really am drawn to and want this rock. And I got off this call and there was Carla O'Brien from the Wisdom Store said, oh, I have these in my store. I'd like to send you one. Cause I had asked my guides like to test them. Okay. Get me one of these rocks without me having to pay for it. And in my mind, I made up that I would go to my rock shop and I would find a way to have them gift it to me. I didn't even have to go to my rock shop. Carla said she was going to send me one. So it was just this, it's like the evidence is out there if we'll look for it. And so
just, well, and they said signs all the time, right? So yeah. That was confirmation. So if any time that you're questioning or in that scarcity, so when you're in that scarcity, well, I'm choosing not to buy the rock, And then all of a sudden your confirmation showed up like almost instantaneously, right?
Right.
That says your confirmation showed up to say, to support your decision. And it's confirmation to show you that, you know, we're not in scarcity. Just like the guy sending me a message at 11:30 at night, you know, usually, you know, my phone is turned off, but you know, your rock wasn't just from Carla. That was divine. And,
well, and that was, we don't,
from, not from who that person was. It was from God, right?
Right. We don't pigeonhole the way universe shows up either. This is important. Right. Hi, Mandy, saying hi. Happy birthday, girl, to you. Mandy was in our, and Janelle's here too. We're part of our 555 group. So not to pigeonhole. So the abundance can come to us. And Bill and I have talked about this a lot because he's been a part of my budgeting process and me getting clean and true with my money. And the, you know, I have this thing set on my phone. So when PayPal comes through, it goes to Ching, and it is so fun. Yesterday, one of my clients sent one of her big payments, and it's so fun to get those payments. And I love it, but I forget that there are so many other ways that abundance shows up. So for example, my health insurance went down by almost $300 because we moved me over to my husband's retirement plan. Plan, which we wouldn't have been able to do if my affordable health care plan had gone away. And then I looked up and my student, this month is my last payment for my student loan. So that's $250 in my pocket. And there's, what else? Oh, my mattress. We bought a Tempur-Pedic mattress that is $100 a month. It was 0% interest, right? And that's paid off this month too. So it's like all of a sudden there's $800 a month.
Right.
Positive that I'm not spending on those bills. And so it's so fun. Like we forget or somebody, you know, the gift of the rock. And so there's a difference between saying I can't afford this rock and that if it's really supposed to be mine, the universe will provide it for me.
Right.
And to be open, that's what I want to remember. And so when I get into scarcity, one of the things I ask you to help me do is help me remember who I really am. Mm-hmm. Who am I in the eyes of God? Who am I in spirit? Not just who I am in the first money, sex, and power chakras, in the first three chakras, not just who I am, and even the masculine and feminine, but what is the true essence of who I am? What is the true essence of the universe? And what I love, this is one of my favorite things about our conversations and many of the conversations I have with a lot of our colleagues and people in our tribe, that these are business conversations.
Totally.
This
right?
is not just woo-woo, witchy-women conversations. Right. That these are the foundation. These are the conversations we have first before we get into the books, before we get into, all right, what are you going to do this morning to, you know, we went from there and then we talked about ways to create clients and ways to love on people and serve people and do more than have coffee. So I have to remember, and that's why, you know, the Better Life, Better Work show, and I laugh because everything I do has a million words involved. So I can't have a short title, right? So I've got the Better Life and Better Work show, and it can't just be one niche thing. We cover thinking and mindset. We cover spirituality and energetics, and we cover business and life strategy. Well, that pretty much covers everything. I mean, I guess we could get into sex or something like that, but I'm not
that's another show.
But those three things and being able to run the gamut on those things really does. And you were one of the first people I saw that called herself a holistic coach. Mm-hmm. You're not just a mindset coach. You're not just a productivity coach. You're not just a spiritual coach. You cover the whole being. And
all right, so I got to share something with you here. Okay. Here's what's so crazy about that. I went in January of 2015 when this business was birthed, which I totally say was birthed under anesthesia, October 20th. With all joking aside, okay, because from October 20th until the end of the year, I was pretty much 90% self-care and still coaching and recruiting from my bed with my hip in between therapy. God, freaking crazy shit. Anyway, being in that, I don't know, what was I going to say? Oh, Didn't you do a podcast on this? If you just forget your train of thought, just say, oh, what was it that we were talking about? I don't know. What were we talking about?
We were talking about you being a holistic coach. Oh, like, you and I have talked menopause symptoms. We talk fascia blasting. We talk exercise. We talk...
So the holistic...
Those things that we're not talking about on here.
Yeah, holistic. When I birthed this business in January of 2015, through meditation, the word holistic popped in. And what's crazy is I didn't even know about the masculine and the feminine energy at that time. And so actually the name of my business came way before, you know, 4 or 5 months. I didn't go to Camp Starkart until April 16th. So the name of my business came 18 months before I even understood what holistic was. Isn't that crazy?
Right, that's how it's always done in a seed like that. Everything it drops in. Yeah.
Totally. And so it came forward first because I knew, see, that is one of the great things that I love about having a birthday every year, because it just brings you the present of wisdom. And this is my last year to be in my 50s, and I'm freaking loving it. The thing about it is that I knew at that point, being as masculine as I was and totally out of touch with my emotions and feelings, that there was something in the outskirts, in the underlining, so to speak, that I knew that if I helped people get their personal lives and to get their own selves in order, being in the masculine energy, that their businesses would go much better. I knew that in my own elementary way, and not understanding the weight and the depth of it, as so to speak. And so it wasn't really until Camp Starkart that, and I guess it was the universe wasn't ready for me yet to hear that or to feel it or to learn it, until boom, that very moment when I just absolutely could not control the tears anymore. And it just bubbled up like a volcano. And that opened the door for the second half of my business. So I think that first, it's just crazy how everything just, and you and I work good together because you're the eye and the feeling. And so a lot of times when I show up with this feminine stuff sometimes that I don't understand, or even masculine that goes lateral, you can take that piece for me and break it down and say, okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I was lighting a candle last week after our thing, and she's like, you got to have a sacred contract ceremony. And I'm like, oh my God, what's that? So I had to put the dogs in their cage so they wouldn't try to lick the fire. And I sat on the floor and I got the candles out. But the thing is, I'm just open to all of it. I mean, it's not going to harm anybody. And, it, when it works, it's fabulous. And you never know. I mean, you just never know. It got me to sit cross-legged on the floor for 20 minutes and just be silent. So
Janelle Cobb says, wait, you guys are blasting? No way. Oh my God, it's like a secret underground movement. Yes. Yes. We are blasting. And she says, because of you, I'm blasting and shaving. Oh boy. And last year at Camp Starkart, Janelle came and she actually had a pink shot. She had a rose quartz stuck in her bra. So be careful. You start working with me, you're going to be sticking crystals in your bra. You're going to be shaving your face.
You're going to take them out when you go through TSA.
Oh, the rocks? That's funny. Yeah, that's true.
I have a little black pouch.
So I love it. So we're coming toward the end here. I want to take a few questions. And while we're waiting for questions to pop up in the feed, we have a couple of minutes for questions. I do want to thank you for mentioning Camp Starkart. www.campstarkart.com is where you can find out more information. We'd love to have you at Camp Starkart. And it's part retreat, part intensive and workshop, part summer camp for grown-ass women.
Business. Got business in it too.
We've got a little bit of business, but you don't have to be a business person to be there. No. But yeah, I mean, we again, it's a holistic experience. good food, good wine, laughter, movement. And really, this is the way that I do things is I don't have this big agenda. I remember Diane Black coming to one of my retreats and she's like, where's your agenda? And I was like, well, here's my piece of paper where I wrote the time y'all would arrive and the time everybody would leave. And oh, by the time Raphael gets here and everything else was open. And she was like, what? Cause she's this facilitator. And I said, everything has been simmering in the crock pot and I use my intuition. And so we have the speakers, but that's the other thing. The guests in the room are part of the event. Mm-hmm. And the very first night, one of the most important things we do is we bring each person into the room because this is not somebody standing on stage and speaking out from the pulpit. This is truly, I like to do things in circles. And so really wanting to invite the people that feel called in their spirit to come to Camp Starheart and be a part of this magical experience. I know Shanti said she went home and got her first $25,000 client. I know another client said it was so cute. She was like, it's been 6 months to the day since I left Camp Starheart. And I just got what energetics mean, what moving energy means, and new friendships are formed. And I can't make a bullshit bullet point list promises of what you're going to get other than I know it will be transformative and magic and you will beg me to do it again. You will beg me to do it again.
All right, raising my hand. I just had this come to me. The reason why Camp Starheart is so freaking magical is because it's a lot of different types of feminine energy coming together. And, you know, of anything, I think, you know, it's so interesting because in the classes that I teach, when we figure out, you know, because you can figure out by your hand if you're a dominant or a feminine energy.
Wait, what is this?
Yeah,
we have a hand pick?
Yeah, so everybody put their right hand down flat on a hard surface.
Your right hand, okay.
Right hand. And I want you to pay attention to your index finger, which is next to your thumb. And your pointer finger, which is next to your thumb, and your ring finger, which is next to your pinky.
Okay.
One of those is going to be longer. If your ring finger is the longest, that one is next to your pinky, you are a dominant masculine energy. If your index finger is longer than your ring finger, you are dominant feminine energy. If they are the same, you are a feminine energy.
Oh, if you're the same, you're feminine. So that's, I was going to say, Kay, you're going to crap a brick because I just told Kay, I can't remember what my human design category is, but it's the one that's split right down the middle, half feminine and half masculine, because mine are exactly the same.
Okay, so that's pretty interesting. So, most of the world, from what I am in, I shouldn't say that because that's my own made up crap. From the classes that I'm teaching, I'm going to say that 90% of those classes, and it might just be environment, although my classes are open to the public, so I never know who's going to come. What I'm finding is 90% of the people that come to those classes are of the masculine energy. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so that's so fun. There you go.
Someone was asking, but it's hard to tell with my nails. So I had to look at the other side, but they're
the same.
They're the same.
Yeah. So it's just interesting because Camp Starheart is feminine, which, you know, you got to have the feminine to go do other stuff. I even laugh at our Camp Starheart picture where everybody else is in kind of feminine clothes. And there I am in my masculine black dress with my, you know, jewelry on.
But that's what I like. I like that it's a diverse group of people. I think one of the things that I do is I attract and I like to have deep conversations, but they're also really wide. And so, for example, Varian is coming and speaking, and Varian is a very devout Christian. And then I have other people that are like, Isabel talks to angels and like in everyday life, like mystic, right? And it runs everything, the gamut in between. And what I love is there's so much tolerance and curiosity and compassion for people that are similar. Like, we are all connected via an energy, but we're also very different. And I love that about my tribe. I was feeling very grateful on my birthday about the diversity of people, of the diversity of beliefs, of the diversity of practices. And so it's not one of these things where everybody's alike and you have to be like this little clique of people. And
oh, we just are alike by accord.
Exactly. And so would love to have you guys come to Camp Starheart. It's April 19th through 22nd. Tickets are on sale now. There is a payment plan available, and the ticket sales will stop probably the first week of March. So we have through the end of February and the first week of March is when I have to get the numbers to my...
Okay, so look at your comments because you can see them all. Everybody is like chatting about whether they're dying. So what does it look like is who's winning, masculine or feminine?
Okay, so what Kay's talking about for the podcast people is in the comments from the live stream.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. I just want to explain because I'm conscious of the fact that we're multiple formats now. Muddy is dominant feminine energy. Well, no wonder Muddy's going to come in the room and draw, right? It's interesting because I do work with a handful of men that are strong enough and working on, you know, we don't necessarily call it feminine energy, but they are conjuring some of the feminine energy, and they're working on the balance too. And a lot of the women I work with lead with their masculine. So this is interesting. Jane Daly says, dominant masculine for you. Jane Daly, you definitely need to get your booty to Camp Starheart. Janelle, we better see you again too. Christine Summers would love to have you for the first time. Christine says, feminine. Yeah, I think it's interesting. I mean, most of the people that I work with have a really strong masculine pull, and a lot of what people have been attracted to me are as I have learned to allow the feminine to come. And it was so fascinating when I read that human design thing, and it was like in the context of me, I did spend from December 25th until the first week of February till February 3rd in the masculine. I knew that I was working on creating the show, getting the production with my team done for the podcast. So I was in work mode I was in launch project mode. Yeah. And it was so neat because the Friday before my birthday was this Monday. So the Friday before that, I finished the show last week and I heard, take a breath. And I went and got my nails done pink and I had a glass of pink wine. And yes. I literally heard, even before I started day drinking, I heard, and now it's time to get back into the feminine. Now it's time to get back into the softness. You've done the staccato work that you for the rest of the year. And I call it like it's a business choke, right? Like I had taken some downtime, and so I kind of had to choke like you do a machine, right? I had to do this little choke. And so I was doing that staccato work, and now it's time to get back into the fluid. And I've been tripping over my skirt, so to speak, right? Yes, like yes. I'm used to being in my work mode. And so the last week, so it's been a week, and this last week I've just been tripping over myself to find my flow and to find my feel good again, to find my mojo. But this is how I was saying the universe supports me, because I get on a plane on Sunday to head to Calistoga for 8 days and paint in the woods with my expressive arts crew. So it's the final training for my expressive arts. And that is all creativity and spirit and lots of tears and lots of stuff comes up, and we're in nature. There is nothing staccato. There's nothing masculine about that weekend. And it's very, very intense. And so I was like, oh, look at that. Perfect timing. Perfect. And then I'll come back and I'll have been immersed in this womb for a while, and then I'll be able to come back and be right aligned. And so it gets me excited. Okay, we've hit 12 o'clock.
I know,
it is so fun, and we could talk about so many things. We could do so many fun things.
Do we take questions?
I asked, and I didn't see any specific questions, but here's what we're going to do. If you're in the Share Your Heart, Show Your Work group, and if you're not, find me and ask me, and I'll put you in the Share Your Heart, Show Your Work group. Share Your Heart, Show Your Work is a Facebook community that I have where We cover all these topics. It started out about the marketing, but it really does cover everything, all the same topics that the Better Life, Better Work show does. And I do have a thread going on in there for Q&A. And because next week I will be in the woods, there will be no Wi-Fi in the woods. So I'm going to pre-record a Q&A show, and then I'm going to release it at the regular time. So if anybody does have any questions, feel free to either message me. If you want to, Kay, do you want to share how people contact you if they want to find out about you?
I mean, you can message me through Facebook. I have my personal account, which is always public, which is Kay Parker Blonde. And then please follow and like me over at my holistic page, which is Kay Blonde Holistic Coaching. And I do have 3 opportunities for one-on-one coaching available to anybody that is looking for an opportunity to hire a coach. And Allison, too, also has some openings on her one-on-one.
I love it. Look at her. She's so good at always asking. And so then the other thing is, I will have the show notes. I'm gonna take my time with the show notes today since I didn't have dog help. The show notes for today will be done by the end of the day today. But you can go to allisoncrow.com/better and sign up. So you can sign up to get the super detailed notes. We give kind of generic show notes when we put out the podcast, but my team takes notes, or I have a agenda for these. And so we go ahead and send out the full on nitty gritty taking, we took notes for you, you guys, but you can do that at allisoncrow.com/better. And in the show notes, I will be sharing Kay's, her contact information, her website, her Facebook page, and I know that she's very accessible. So if you have any questions, and I know she just touched the tiniest bit of what she talks about with the masculine and feminine energies, and I know you're starting to teach that class.
I love it, but
you're flying out all over the place. And then again, you guys, Kay is so good with so many things, but for me right now, she's really helping me get, I've done a lot of work on prosperity and abundance over the last 20 years, a lot of inner work. And this last piece is it's the hardest part. It's the easiest one to ignore because I can think in prosperity, but if I don't budget and if I don't actually get into the numbers and tell myself the truth, so that's been a topic of a lot of discussion.
And in that circle.
Yeah. And so you've helped me so much with that. And then you've also helped me so much with the truth of nurturing and taking care of my body. But you guys, business-wise, she's amazing, and she has so much broad experience too. So I could sit here and talk for another 2 hours.
That's like one of the best birthday gifts. Thank you.
Happy birthday, honey. Thank you for sharing this with me. Thank you guys for being here live. Thank you, replay viewers. And if you don't know, we have now also dropped into podcast format. So if you go to allisoncrow.com/better, you can find the links to download on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Google Play, and it totally helps me out if you go and rate the Better Life, Better Work show with Allison Crow podcasts. We would love to know what you think. And then finally, if you would like to leave a tip, I have a tip jar. I'm learning how to ask and how to receive, right? Because I've been told that I give so much content away for free. So I'm playing around with the tip jar. It's been really fun. People have been really sweet and generous to toss a dollar or two in there, which is, there's never any obligation, but it's always good. So like I start sweating, right? Like just leaning into my edge. And Kay did good of sharing the opportunities that you can have to work with her. And
I have to say thank you to everybody for the birthday wishes. I see them popping up here. I appreciate that. And I'm going to go have dinner tonight with one of my best friends. We have been best friends for 37 years.
Amazing.
I know. Yeah, I love, you know, today I'm 59 and I was telling Allison, I love this because, man, we just get more and more wisdom every year. More and more. Better and better and better.
Better and better, better. I'm 45 and looking, I'm not going to rush it, but I'm enjoying the move towards 50 and the move away from my early 40s. So, bye you guys. Thank you so much for being here, Kay. Thanks again for being here. Bye you guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. This show is recorded live on Friday mornings at 11 a.m. Central on my Facebook page at www.alisoncrow.live. You can also get show notes and connect with me at www.alisoncrow.com/better. This show is Leroy Brown and Clementine approved. They're here to encourage you to think about adopting before you shop for your next pet. More is not better, better is better.